Now, what do you call the kind of thing that young people like to go to, maybe at night, where there's a lot of music and they move around on the floor? That's a maybe you have a rock and roll band there, or
let's see, I would call it.
Or maybe Glenn Miller came and you went to the
dance.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of dances like that you would go to? Say you have one where you had to dress up and wear.
Well, it was a formal mm-hmm. dance. Mm-hmm.
Was that everybody?
Our sorority, a Christmas ball would be one real formal. Mm-hmm. But there were dances and.
What about one that was held in the school gymnasium?
Would be the prom. Mm-hmm. We said prom.
What about a very informal one in the school gymnasium? Did you ever have one when I was in junior high school where you couldn't wear your shoes in because you'd scar the floor up?
Right. No. You see now that you want me to say hop? Is that what a sock hop?
Do they have them here?
I think they did when my sons were coming along, but you see, that was after my day.
So you never actually don't really know what they are?
No. Mm-hmm. We had progressive dinners.
Progressive? What's progressive dinner?
A progressive dinner is where you would go and have soup at one house, the main course at another house, a dessert at another house. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, we would have a progressive house party, which mm-hmm. went from house to house. Mm-hmm. We would have our first dances were program dances, you know. Mm-hmm. And
now, how were those? Tell me about those.
Well, of course, there were chaperones all the way around the world. It's floor to floor chaperones, and you. Well, you just, you had your little cards, and there would be maybe 10 dances. And you would, a boy would come and ask you for the first dance, second dance. You always wanted your card filled.
Yeah. So you were at a dance or something, and everybody started acting up, raising the ruckus and so forth. You might say, well, the police didn't arrest just one or two, they arrested
the whole bunch.
Yeah, the whole bunch, something like that. And 3 o'clock is the time when school
gets out.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. 8 o'clock is the time when school
takes in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let's see. A boy, say he leaves home to go to school and he didn't show. He did what? He
skipped school.
Mm-hmm. What about if you're in college? You say the same thing?
Skip class.
Mm-hmm. And what, anything, you ever heard anything besides skip school? Maybe he played?
Played hooky.
Mm-hmm. Is that you use that?
Oh, yeah, in grammar school you played hooky.
played hooky in grammar school?
Yeah.
Skip school in
high school.
And you go to school to get
an education.
Mm-hmm. And after high school, you usually go on to
college.
Mm-hmm. And mentioned, I think the first grade, talked about that the other day. Did you ever hear older people call that anything else other than the first grade?
The primer? No, that was the book my grandfather studied.
Mm-hmm.
First grade, second grade, third grade.
Mm-hmm.
No, primary school.
Mm-hmm. And, What did you sit in at school? You said?
A desk.
Mm-hmm.
And in high school, a chair with a wide.
Mm-hmm. You might say, yeah, in our class there were 30
desks,
mm-hmm.
seats.
And the building, especially for books, is the
library.
Mm-hmm. And you would mail a package at the
post office.
Mm-hmm. And if you're in a strange town, you usually stay overnight at
a motel.
What else could you stay at?
A hotel.
What's the difference between those two?
Your motel is out on the highway. Nowadays they're almost the same. Your motel, hotel is usually downtown, maybe tall building, the garage in the basement.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Where would you go to see a play? What was the place where you saw plays?
A theater.
Ever remember any old-fashioned terms for that that maybe your grandmother used?
The opera house.
Opera house.
For stage shows.
Where would you go to catch a train?
The station.
Mm-hmm. The rail.
Railroad station. The depot.
Mm-hmm. What about a bus?
The bus station.
Mm-hmm. And in a city or in a town, you might have a place where there's a lot of green grass and trees. You call that a what?
The park.
What if it's around the courthouse?
The square.
The square. Mm-hmm. And say that you didn't want to walk around the square, but you wanted to go from one corner to the other, you'd walk half.
Through the square.
What? Any other way?